This is WBAA. I'm Mike Lowitzo. In celebration of Hispanic Heritage Month and the 10th anniversary of Purdue's Latino Cultural Center, several groups on and off campus are coming together and hosting a symposium on the intersection of literature, mathematics, and physics. It's called Borges and the Sciences. That refers to Argentine writer Jorge Luis Borges. One of the symposium's presenters is Dr. Guillermo Martinez, a PhD in mathematics and best-selling author. He joins me in the studio to talk about this. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Now, you're probably best known for your novels, and specifically what's known in English as the Oxford Murders. Mm-hmm. But you've also written on Borges, and the book is Borges and Mathematics.
Yes, in fact, I delivered first a lecture on Borges and math by an invitation of a professor in Boston University. So my first contact to these works about Borges and mathematics came when I visited Boston and I gave a lecture there. And then I converted those lectures in some public lectures in Buenos Aires, and that was the basis of this book, The Connections of Mathematics in the Germ of Several Fictions by Borges.
Now, what was it, though, that you first came to know about him and this relation with math?
Borges is a very well-known name in my country, in the Hispanic world. He's one of the main authors of the century, of course. So every reader in Argentina knows very well his works. But what is not so well-known were all the links he had during his life with mathematics and physics. He liked very much to study those subjects. He was a deep reader of Bertrand Russell, for example. He learned a lot of mathematics as an autodidactic, in an autodidactic way. But he could deal with subtle details of mathematics in his fictions and in his essays. So what I did first was to trace along his works all the mentions and quotes to mathematics. And then I tried to do what I think is the most interesting part of the book, which is the links of those mathematical items with his fictions, ideas coming from literature.
For those who don't know anything about his writing, mostly short stories, correct?
Sure. He didn't write any novel. His works were essays, poems, and short stories. He's best known for some sort of short stories, which is called the fantasy genre.
People without any sort of math or science background, they'd be able to read this book that you've written?
Yes, of course. Okay. The challenge of the book is that anyone that could count to 10 would be able to understand, because the math are really very elementary, and I try to focus on the links between math and ideas coming from fiction and literature. So the way in which he took some little ideas, not very difficult, from mathematics, and he embodies them or converted them into fictions.
Were you surprised by the number of links in his writing when you first started out?
Well, yes, because when I first read him, I didn't pay attention to the so many details of math along his work. I could collect them in some separate way, and they are over or almost 200 quotes of mathematics. And he read something like 50 books of different sources of mathematical authors. So he, during all his life, he paid attention to that science.
Now, you wrote the book, it was about 10 years ago, in Spanish, correct?
Sure.
How do you feel about it coming out in English through Purdue University Press?
Well, I am very pleased, and of course, I'm very honored also, because I know that this university is well known because of the attempt to link both disciplines, science and humanities. So I am very glad, because I think that this book is in between both worlds also.
Borges and the Sciences Symposium is tomorrow, with morning and afternoon sessions beginning at 9:30 and 1:30. It's in Purdue Stewart Center, room 214. More information is on our website, wbaa.org. Also about Borges and mathematics by Dr. Guillermo Martinez. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to WBAA. I'm Mike Lowitzo.